Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire.
To another edition of iMac with your host, me, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host, William Woolybird Remote. What's up, Will? How's it going?
Hey, not much. How you doing?
Doing good. I'm watching this 2014 NFL Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony.
Me too.
And Michael Strahan's about to talk here in a few minutes. So, looking forward to that. And I started watching it like around, I'd say 9 o'clock, right after the Derek Brooks speech, so I didn't get to see all of it, but I did see some of the guys. And so far, Ray Guy who used to play for the Baltimore Bills. He had the best speech of the night. And he actually caught a pass from Jim Kelly.
Baltimore Ravens or
Buffalo Bills, I mean. Buffalo Bills, yeah. Did I say Baltimore? Sorry.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bills he used to play for. All those great Buffalo Bills that never won a championship. They went to 3 straight Super Bowls but never won a ring. But he had a great speech just moments ago, which just wrapped up. And right now it looks like Michael Strahan's about to give his speech.
Take the podium.
With his gap teeth and all. With this football, tomorrow's the Hall of Fame game with the Giants versus the Buffalo Bills. So I'm looking forward to that. And football season is back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pumped up for it. You know, right now, baseball team, my Yankees are out. Basketball is a few months away. So you got football coming here. I'm ready. I'm prepared. Looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Looking forward to seeing my Giants play tomorrow. Pumped up, man. But, yeah, well, so what were you about to say?
I've never seen you excited for an exhibition game before.
Yeah. I've been missing football, man. Football right now is my favorite sport, I have to say. You know, after football, it's then baseball and then basketball. It used to be opposite. I used to be basketball was my favorite sport back in the day. Then it switched to baseball. But now it's football because football, it's America's sport right now. But I'm pumped up. I'm looking forward to it. And I might do the fantasy football again this year. You know, last year I went to the fantasy football Super Bowl. I lost. But this year I'm going to be more strategic and I'm going to try to win it this year. So, wish me luck.
Good luck with that.
But let's get into some entertainment news here. Sharknado 2 aired this past week. And, Will, did you have any chance to see the repeat of it? They gave it a repeat today at 7 on Sci-Fi.
No, I didn't, but I heard Tara Reid's character got her hand bitten off.
Yeah. And it aired on Sci-Fi last year, and it's a horrible movie.
But you said it kind of broke off the line in here.
Sharknado, it's a B movie that aired on Sci-Fi last year, and it's mainly about a bunch of sharks that get lifted into a waterspout by a hurricane. And they end up in Los Angeles and start invading the city. And Ian Ziering, who was on 90210, Beverly Hills 90210, he's a hero of the film. And he has him and his buddies try to kill all these sharks. And the first one, they ended up throwing, I think, a bomb or something, a grenade. I don't remember what happened, but they ended up killing all the sharks and stopping the hurricane. And it ended up doing really good in the ratings for the first one, especially Encore presentation, which ended up being the most watched sci-fi film Encore in sci-fi history. So with the success of that film and, you know, the success on Netflix, Sci-Fi decided to do a Sharknado 2, the second one. And this time the scenario was it took place in New York.
Yep.
And in this this had to be funnier than the second one because this had a lot of funny stuff and a lot of parodies of other films and a lot of guest appearances. You had Andy Dick in this film, and you had Tara Reid again. You had Judd Hirsch.
Michael and Kelly was there too.
Yeah, even Kurt Angle was in there.
Kurt Angle?
Yeah, Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle was in the film near the end. I think he was a police officer or with the federal government or something like that. I forget.
It's true.
But yeah, so the Sharks this time invade New York, and Ian Ziering once again has to kill them off. Has to find a way to kill them off. And there are a lot of funny scenes. The funniest one I would say would be the I texted you about this when the Sharks invaded City Field, and a player, I guess this guy, he's a popular actor. I forget his name, but he plays a ex-Met player when the Sharks come to invade the stadium, he's left in the stadium by himself. And he picks up a bat. He sees a shark coming towards him, and he swings at the flying shark. And he ends up hitting the shark to the outfield scoreboard. And when he hits the shark to the outfield scoreboard, you see the Met home run apple pop up. Like, he actually hit a home run.
Oh, man, that's
funny. I almost pee my pants on
that. That's funny. Just for that, I should. Mm-hmm. Just for that, I should see that.
But it was funny, man. It's a horrible movie, but it was funny at the same time. And it actually set it was the most watched feature film in sci-fi history, and the most watched movie or event or TV series on Wednesday night when sci-fi aired it. So it did really well in the ratings, despite it being a bad movie. But I guess people watch it because they want to see how bad it's going to be this time around and how funny it's going to be.
Yep.
But it was enjoyable. It was entertaining to watch. I mean, there wasn't anything else on TV, you know, so I got some good laughs.
So it's is an actor playing a Met, you said?
Yeah, just an actor playing an ex-Met. It was hilarious, man. And they parodied some of the old school films like Airplane and Twilight episode when William Shatner sees a creature on the airplane wing. Yeah. In this version, Ian Ziering's character, he sees a shark on the wing. it's hilarious. You gotta watch it. It'll probably show repeats all of this week and next week. So
should I watch the first one and then watch the second one, or just
watch the first one and watch the second one? And they're gonna come out with Sharknado 3 next year.
Oh my goodness!
It's probably gonna be international, maybe.
Maybe in Mexico or Europe.
London, Sydney, yeah. Something like that.
Oh my goodness.
It reminds me of some, like, those old school films.
Like those B movies from like the 50s.
Exactly. Not even feel like the 80s, you know, those old school B movie horror, those B horror movies. It has that feel to it. Yeah, you got to see it. You'll pee your pants. And
talking about the Giants right now.
Yeah.
And not a giant shark. The football Giants.
Yeah, my Giants. Yeah. Talking about football. Did you hear Arian Foster's Arian Foster? He plays for the Houston Texans. He's a running back for them. And last year, he decided that he didn't want to talk to reporters. You know, but they interviewed him this past week, and you know, he was willing to answer questions from reporters. But when they asked him several questions, he kept giving the same answer.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. He was like, I'm going to just do the best I can to help my team, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
He was
that.
Trolling the reporters, basically. Okay, let me play for you so you can listen.
Today, an NFL star running back had Groundhog Day Q&A with members of the media. John Butchergoss and Steve Levy present the latest live sports center.
That's right. Arian Foster of the Texans had declined all interview requests from local Houston media since the end of last season. Well, today he was back at practice and turned into a chatty Cathy.
How did it feel? Were you 100% out there today, Harry?
So do I. Yeah, I'm just out here trying to be the best teammate I can be, and you know, I'm going to work hard at doing that.
So physically, you're good to go?
Yeah, man. I'm just trying to be the best teammate I can be, man.
Harry, can you tell us exactly what kept you out? What's going on?
Yeah, man. You know, I'm just trying to be the best teammate I can be, you know. I'm going to work hard at doing that.
So what was physically wrong?
Yeah, I'm just out here, man. Just, you know, working hard every single day, trying to be the best teammate I can be.
Maybe go to get back out here and start working on it.
Yeah, you know, being with your teammates and being the best teammate you can be is like, you know, it's what you strive to do, so that's what I'm out here doing.
Your body's starting to break down?
Yeah, man, I'm just out here trying to be the best teammate I can be.
Hearing a difference in how you felt physically?
Yeah, man, you know, I'm just out here trying to be the best teammate I can be, hands down, man, and I'm just going to continue working hard doing that.
What was the offseason like working at your brother's facility? Different than other previous seasons?
Yeah, just every single day, man. Just working hard, trying to be the best teammate I can be.
We can be. So what do you make of this? Is this not as cute as Marshawn Lynch at the Super Bowl last year told, hey, you have to do media? And he says, okay, you tell me I have to do media? Well, there's my media right there.
Yeah, I like Marshawn's. At some point, I would have asked him, what's the capital of Ecuador? You know,
right.
Put him on the spot.
Right.
Ask him a trivia question.
And then he would have said, I'm just trying to be the best teammate and best player.
See if he gets fined for that.
You see the font on that? He had one rushing touchdown last year.
One. Very cool. Right. Not being the best teammate he could be last year. Let's go.
So basically, there was Arian Foster trolling the reporters, giving the same answer to all of their questions. He's just trying to be the best teammate he could be.
Yeah, man. That's why I'm on the show. I'm just trying to be the best teammate I could be.
Sticking with sports, I texted this today also, this morning. Paul George suffered a horrific injury during a USA scrimmage last night. He ended up breaking his leg while attempting to block a shot by James Harden. And as he attempted to block a shot, he landed awkwardly on his was it his left foot or right foot? I think it was left, right?
Well, I haven't seen the footage yet.
I think it was his left foot, and when you watch the video, you see it like it snap against the skin. It's like the similar injury to Kevin Ware. Kevin Ware suffered last year. And coincidentally, Mike Krzyzewski, he witnessed that Kevin Ware injury also. And he's also coaching the USA basketball team this year. So he's a yeah. He's had a chance to witness both horrific injuries, but hopefully, you know, Paul George comes back stronger and better from this injury. I mean, this might be career threatening, possibly. You know, he might never be the same.
Yeah, that's messed up for him and the Pacers franchise.
Yeah, because they're basically the Pacers, their season is shot. It's a lost season.
Yep.
They lost Lance Stephenson during this offseason, and now they've lost Paul George. I mean, who did it have? Hibbert?
I guess so.
Hibbert is soft, man. This guy, there were several games where he just scored 0 points.
Yeah, he should just stick to his day job being a doctor.
But yeah, I mean, hopefully Paul George is the same, because I mean, you see players like, you've seen great players in the past like Penny Hardaway, Grant Hill suffer injuries and they're never the same again.
Yep.
So hopefully, you know, he comes back, he's better than ever. But
speaking of bad breaks, Strahan, I don't know if you heard that. Apparently him and his woman, Nicole Murphy, broke up.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. That's Eddie Murphy's former girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The day,
fine.
Day before the thing.
Yeah.
For the ceremony. I don't even know if she showed up.
Wow. You know why she didn't show up? Because she's at my house.
Well, that says you're both watching the ceremony right now.
Oh, did you hear about this? Talking about breakup, it looks like people are saying there's rumors that Jay-Z and Beyonce are not really together.
Yeah, rumors about that too.
There's rumors that they're broken up, but they're staying together for publicity and for money, basically.
Yes, I heard. I don't know what to say.
I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but, you know, if that's the case, you know, more power to them. You know, it's all for the money, then, hey, go for it.
Well, hopefully they're okay, but, you know, who knows?
Yeah. I mean, there's been rumors for months now, ever since Solange gave Jay-Z the beatdown in the elevator. Ever since Solange gave Jay-Z, you know, some Power Ranger kicks in that elevator, you know, it's been a rumor that Jay-Z has cheated on Beyonce. So we'll see. We'll see if they get divorced or not.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they just resolve things.
We'll see if they're still crazy in love.
Yeah. Talking about beatdowns, this Justin Bieber Orlando Bloom feud that's going on right now.
Mm.
Grown man versus little boy.
Mm.
Orlando Bloom, I guess they have some beef, and it involves Orlando Bloom's old girlfriend Miranda Kerr, right?
You mean wife?
Wife? Ex-wife?
Yeah.
Ex-wife.
Mm.
And I guess Justin Bieber dated her or hooked up with her.
Yeah, because apparently their fight was reportedly Bieber told Bloom that he had sex with his wife. And that apparently that's the start of the feud. So,
wow.
So I guess he's insinuating that he had sex with her, you know, while she was still married with Bloom.
Right.
That's what started the whole thing.
Wow, that's fucked up.
Reportedly. I mean, I wasn't there, but that's what the rumors are claiming.
If that is true, Orlando Bloom, Justin Bieber needs to get his ass kicked.
For real. But the bodyguard blocked it.
Yeah, I saw that, and Justin Bieber moved out of the way.
Mm.
He used one of his dance moves to move to the side.
His baby dance moves.
But, and also, Orlando Bloom got back at Justin Bieber when he was with Selena Gomez. So he possibly hooked up with her.
Probably.
So, going on. It's craziness right now.
Oh, yeah. Now your boy Strahan's talking about Kaufman.
Yeah.
His former nemesis. Now ally.
I'm so ready for football tomorrow. Got my chips and my dip ready. Ready for that game. Football, let's get it started. Did you do fantasy football last year?
No, I didn't. I did it many years ago, but no, I didn't do it last year.
Yeah. I used to think it was for losers, you know?
Yeah.
But then again, like, the thing about it is it gets you into a competitive nature where, like, you're monitoring your own team and you're watching different games.
Exactly.
You know, it's – and you win money. If you win, you win money out of it.
Yep.
I think I got a little too cocky last year. I bought a championship belt thinking I would win the whole thing.
Mm.
And I ended up losing in the Super Bowl, so
mm. –
This year I'll be less cocky and more strategic and more smart around.
Humble. Talking about Eli.
Yeah, Strahan got Eli Manning to smile.
Mm. And Tom Coughlin, 2 for 2.
Yeah. Strahan's everywhere nowadays, right?
Who?
Well, Strahan, he's like on Regis and Kelly. He's on the Sunday.
The NFL
the Fox
thing?
NFL Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at him. Now he's having a serious face now.
That's it. But that's how Eli is. Eli like has ice cold blood in his veins. You know, you can't tell whether he's a he's down by 20 or up by 20 sometimes when he's playing.
You don't have to be outwardly excited and internally combustible. Because I think
there's some people on the
football field, my friend. And you don't tell me. Yeah, right. He's absolutely right.
My ace, Antonio Pierce, is here right now. Antonio Pierce, one of the classic Giants.
Sorry, so what's that?
Yeah. Stealing his girl, Nicole.
Maybe that's why.
With that said, he's going to give you a Bieber punch. Trust me, I wouldn't want to get punched by Michael Strahan. That guy is a
– or get
remember, he's a, he was a defensive lineman. A defensive back, I should say.
Yeah, you might get sacked. He's going to have that to his total.
Yeah. I have those flashbacks. But,
what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Yeah, but with that said, you got anything else?
Well, me, you know, just basically, you know, thanks for having me on the show and, you know, check out my show, Sports Urban Legend, with me, of course, and you're going to, of course, make an appearance.
And, yeah, of course.
Every Sunday, 6 p.m., and always tune in every Saturdays at 11 and check out iMac with your host, Macaulay Matthews.
All right, so yeah, check out Will's show, Sports Urban Legend, tomorrow at 6. And check out iMac here, as usual, on Saturday nights at 11. So for me, iMac, and my co-host Will, see you next week.